Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Power to Be You listeners and Rise to Win for Our Youth Movement, guests and Blog Talk Radio audience. My name is Sandra Bueno, and I am airing directly from West Palm Beach, Florida. And today we will be having a 30-minute show, as usual. And what I would like to bring awareness to is change and what we all are going through right now. And I will tell you that really our experience is based on the meaning that we give to our situation, our circumstance. And today, really, I am very excited because we are embarking on a new month and we're embarking at the end of 2008. And right now, we all have an opportunity to really define where we are and define what we want our future going forward to be like. So all of you are aware that my purpose is to make a difference for youth, and I am also very much aware that in order to make a difference for youth, adults in the lives of youth need to also make a difference for themselves. And so when I come and I speak of change, I am not just talking about it from a futuristic perspective, but I am speaking about it from the place where we are today and where we find ourselves. And collectively, I believe that all of us have been touched and affected by what is going on outside of our homes, what is going on in our world, our economy, our nation. Everything that really we've known now has become an object of transformation, a challenge and an adversity. So talking about awareness and assuming responsibility and empowerment really comes from our own willingness to look at things as they are, not making it worse than they are, but also being able to see something bigger and better in the horizon. And that is what I personally see. And I find that it is fitting today for me to start this show with really bringing to all of you a slice of what Rise to Win for Our Youth movement is embarking on and what the psychology behind it is as it relates to change and the opportunity that all of us have right now to embrace newness and to embrace to embrace inspiration and motivation for making our lives, making the future of our children, making this nation the great nation that it has always been to the rest of the world, and also making this world a better place. We do have that power within us. And individually, we might be lost, or individually, we might be in a place of challenge. Collectively, we have a lot of force, and I believe that right now is the time to get on that train and to get on that boat and say, okay, we're going at it together, because together is what the 21st century is requiring. We cannot do it alone. We cannot do it by ourselves. We cannot be independent about the changes that need to take place. I will say we have gotten here because of the decisions that we have all made. Our life is a reflection of the choices that we have made in the past. Our future, our present is showing us the harvest of what we planted. So based on where we are, we can look back and say, well, there were situations when I chose this, and here is the result. Now, based on that, what am I choosing right now in the present, and what do I want for my future? So there is a lot of clarity within that. There's a lot of opportunity when we're able to say, this is where I stand, be realistic about it, and then choose to say, where do I want to go? And when you're able to create that image for yourself and say, where do I want to go and what do I want out of my life, then you are able to start clean, to start at a new place, a new starting point. And that's exciting. That's exciting because this is where you have opportunity to start again. And this is where now you are equipped with so much knowledge behind you and so much experience from where you've been that now you actually have tools and you actually have awareness that that if you do something a certain way, well, here's the result that you're going to get. So if you want something different, what must you now engage in? What must you be willing to accept, and what must you be willing to at least allow yourself to investigate in order to have a different outcome? And that, again, is what the whole Power to Be You concept is. It's about you being able to step up, to rise up, to go forward, to create a life that you've wanted, to really bring life to where you now have control of your decisions and of your reactions based on what is driving you, not based on anyone else's rules and regulations, but based on what you truly want out of your life. And that is where you must be willing and able to really go into yourself, go into your spirit, go into your into the deepest part of your being, into your core, and ask of yourself, really, what is your purpose? Why are you here? That's the question of life, of why are we here? Well, we're here to serve others. We're here to really equip others with a way, with a bridge to go forward. In order for us to do that, we must be willing to step into that bridge ourselves. We must be willing to go in there and say, you know what, I believe in me. I believe in what I bring. I believe in that light inside of my belly that tells me I can do this. I can make this happen. And we must be willing to make that be. I am putting together my book, which is based on our dreams becoming real. And when I talk about real, I write it with a capital R, a capital E, a capital A, and a capital L. What that is realistic expectation, always living. If you have a realistic expectation, alive within you, always present, always full of energy, always enlivened, no matter what your circumstance, this is where your dream starts to take flight. And this is where you start to engage in an activity and in a belief and in a positive awareness of there is hope. There is something that I'm here to do. There is something greater than I that just enlightens me and keeps me going no matter what the challenge is. Well, that is what I am here to tell you, that this is what you, each and every one of you, have internally. And it is when you're living for that purpose, when you are living knowing that there's a bigger why inside of you than the everyday humdrum life of just making ends meet, of just surviving, then you're able to get up and continue getting up and continue striving and continue changing. Then you don't just give up because something, an adversity happens in your life. Challenge and adversity will always be present. Look at every movie. Look at every drama. Look at every story. Look at history. Change and challenge go hand in hand. With change comes the challenge of dealing with what is taking place. With change, everything gets off its balance. With change comes evolvement, growth, evolution. With it comes disparity. With it comes imbalance, which immediately equates to how do we now step up to a new level of being, and then how do we now start working so that we can reestablish a whole new essence of balance. And again, everything, when it hits, that is when it blows up in front of you, that's when you're able to say, okay, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Okay, what are my options? How do I take this and how do I break it apart? How do I break it down? How do I chunk it into pieces where I'm able to see and ask, what's in this? Okay, how do I work with it? How does this show me a bigger opportunity? How can I now create more? How can I bring in more of what I know? Or how can I use this as a way forward? These are all options that come when you are in the mindset of there is something bigger and better for you. And I need to go back down to our Creator. I need to go back down to the knowledge that we all need to have of knowing that we are bigger than just this. We're bigger than just a physical being. We're limited by our physical abilities. We are limited by this incredible body that we have. So we have complete expanse is when we go into our lives from a spiritual standpoint, where we're able to recognize that our Creator made us with a big purpose in mind. We all have that opportunity. We all have those gifts. But it is up to us to nurture that. It is up to us to really see that within we have these seeds of greatness. And that is where we are today. I believe that our generation, that the generation that was born in the 60s and in the 70s, our generation is the one that has created the offspring, these kids that are out there right now wondering and looking for a place to belong, wondering to say, who are we? And so many of these kids are lost. So many of these kids are lost because they don't have a sense of who they are, who they belong to, where they are, where they're going. They're operating from a level where they only look at the physical. They're operating from a level where their sense of being and belonging needs to match what they have, the technology that they're using. They look at themselves from a place of what I own is what makes me be. That's my identity. A very temporary sense. And now when parents are losing all of these things that they've grown accustomed to having, now they're losing their sense of identity. Now the world is tumbling down and they can't cope. When they see their parents unable to deal emotionally with challenge and adversity, there's no hope for these kids. There is no hope because they see adults who are supposed to guide them going forward, they see them at a loss. So where can these kids, what resources do these kids have to see life as anything different than a dismal place to be in? So what I am here to say is that truly change does take place at an individual level, and it takes place when we are willing to step up, become aware, take responsibility, and empower ourselves with skills.